The Carmichael Dave Show.
He's on the microphone when he's not on the microphone. He's playing a song, and when he's not playing a song, he's in the microphone, and then boom!
With Jason Ross.
No, he didn't! Yes, he did!
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
It's the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross on Sactown Sports.
My email yesterday.
Can you feel it?
We're only going to talk Kings, nothing else. Exclusively. Do not talk about any other teams. It's Kings.
But I think it would be helpful if we had more options to talk with.
Nope. We are a King station. We're only talking Kings. That is it. Good morning. Good morning. Just kidding. We'll talk about all kinds of stuff because that's what we do. It's a Friday. It's a giddy. I can't say giddy anymore because, you know, can't say giddy or diddy. Jeez. I meant giddy like in the true sense. G-I-double-D-Y.
How often were you saying diddy before?
Yeah, I guess that's a great point. I'm trying to think of diddy in a... I don't even want to screw with that. Good morning, everybody. Welcome in. I see Campeo's happy. The Giants won. All right. The Giants won. Yes. Game 34. All right. Look at. There actually is a, we'll get to that in safer, there's actually a cool story behind yesterday's win. Also today, I'm excited to, for those of you who have not been introduced and, you know, if you're on the social medias, you probably have, but welcome to the NFL. I've been waiting. I gathered a handful of sound clips from new Buffalo Bills receiver and Florida State alumnus Keon Coleman, who is get used to his personality because he's going to be a hell of an NFL player, and he is a treat. Jason Ross, good morning to you.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Hey, great to be with you too. As we wrap up another week, we got a lot of content for everybody today. But anything going on this weekend?
I'm just looking forward to it. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
How about you? Spades?
I think we're going to do spades Saturday night.
Is it a salad Saturday?
No. Salad. Nah, I got control of the menu this weekend, dude. No. No, it's salad Saturday.
I've heard you say that before.
Yeah. Sometimes salad Saturday gets forced on me. Mm-hmm. No. We're going up the hill, I think, today. And, then I'll be joined by the children tomorrow because Mason has a tournament. Because he's doing this, you know, summer league, whatever.
Yeah. Bring the child to me.
Bring me my child immediately and his teeth. Because the whole tooth fairy thing. You have to be.
Yeah.
And then the daughter will also be coming up with the mom. She is very worried because finals week is next week. She expressed disdain that up there she would not be able to concentrate.
Oh.
And she needs a place to study. So we had a long talk. I'm like, look, you little high maintenance turd. We take you to the Starbucks or the library when the library is not open. She goes, you know, she likes to get out of the house and study. And I'm like, bro, if you can't study and find serenity and concentration in the mountains, I don't know what to tell you, but you are screwed when you go to college. Because it's rather loud in the dorms from time to time, and you can't be this, you know, we're trying to toughen her up before she leaves.
I mean, so, she could always go to the library at the college.
Yeah, that's what she told me, and that's an excellent point, but I wasn't trying to have that. So, we're going to give up our room so she can drag a desk in there, and she's worried that the other...
That's how you're toughening her up?
We're toughening her up by, yes, taking her up to the mountains and letting her study. But that's fine. You know, I am the older I get, the more Clark Griswold I get in the sense that I'm losing my children, soon, you know, her senior year is next year And she's college obsessed. And so soon we're going to be doing college tours and all that crap.
Right.
All the stuff I used to watch in commercials and movies and stuff.
Yeah,
and
now it's happening to you.
And now it's going to happen to me. Yeah. And then it's funny because the other couple we hang out with and their two children, they're all our kids are the same age, pretty same-ish age.
Right.
And we've been hanging out with these guys since our kids were, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old. So we've traveled together. We hang out, you know, it just, we like the other couple. We love to play spades. We all get along. Nobody gets in arguments. And it's a built-in kid thing because the kids have something to do because you got four kids all around the same age. Well, the way it's actually set up is their oldest is a senior. My daughter is a junior. Their youngest is a sophomore. And my son is a freshman. So starting this year, and he got into UC Santa Cruz. Congratulations nice. To him. So he'll be a banana slug.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'm out of cash.
Well, and it's a banana. The funny thing about banana slugs, which is only if you live with us, it's funny, is that we had a conversation once long ago. It's like, what is your worst fear? And the mom, his mom, is slugs. It's literally slugs. She is deathly afraid of snails and slugs. I can't explain it. That's okay. Everyone has their own thing. Mine's dead animals. Hers is slugs. So he's a slug, which is great because we're getting her all the – she's been inundated with T-shirts and all the stuff with the big giant slugs on. Yeah, exactly. So over the next 4 years, we will every year lose a child to college right. or whatever, you know. So the call of the heavy heartbeat of – this and the kids don't, they're not having it. Like, I've actually had conversations with my kids. I'm like, look, I know this is lame. I'm a father. I love you. It's going to change. No, it's not. Yes, it is. You're going to go to college. Yeah, but we're going to be back for holidays. I said, well, first off, yeah, but you're not going to be here. I'm not going to come home and be able to yell at you about something. You're going to be gone.
Right.
But even when you come home, it's, oh, I want to see my friends. I want to catch up with stuff. I'm really tired. I want to sleep all day. Yeah.
I got my own life.
Right.
Right.
This isn't, I can't control you and make you do all the things I want to do as a dad anymore. Right. I've lost you now. And soon enough, you know, and then it's going to be like we're an only child family with Mason, which he'll love.
Right.
I've asked him before. I'm like, hey, buddy, just between you and me, like, you miss your sister? Because they're a year apart. They, you know, it's the typical, like, they, you know, they'd never show it, but they're incredibly close siblings who hate each other but don't. Mm-hmm. And he's just like, I mean, no, I'll be fine. Like, I don't have to share anything.
But he will.
But he will. So, you know, I'm trying to, like, it's this, like, weekly argument, excuse me, of what are you guys doing this weekend? Oh, I have this thing. I have to go to this place. I have to do that. I have to do that. I'm like, I wanted to go somewhere. And now I can't. And no. So we compromised this weekend. I get them. It's almost like a custody battle. I get them for one day, and I got it all set up. And again, this is the dad thing where I'm excited. We'll all be under the same house. We have since, like, if we ever do all go on vacation together, right, we will have themed nights for dinner. So it's Dave's Steakhouse.
Dork.
It's Mel's Pizzeria.
Dork.
It's taco night with Ron, and he makes tacos. Yeah, where's the? Come on, where is it?
Oh, that seems pretty cool.
Okay, and then Shannon, the mom over there, she makes a pork chili verde, and so one of the kids when we were like 5 years old was like, well, hold on, if it's you know taco night with Ron, but it's Mel's Pizzeria, Dave's Steakhouse, so it's Shannon, it's Shannon's Pork House, that's just stuck. It's just stuck.
Gross.
They have no idea the entendre there. So anyway, so I'm doing dinner tomorrow night, and we got a little
steakhouse is open.
Well, no. So I'm going to team up with Mel because we got one of those little indoor pizza ovens for Christmas, okay. And we store it up there. And so how pioneer woman is this? I'm going to go up there today. I have a bunch of, I have a whole thing of yeast I bought up there a while ago. So I'm going to go up there after work. I'll just, no one's coming up until about 5, 6 o'clock, the other couple and their family. So I'm going to go up there, get everything going, and then I'm going to try to make pizza dough. Start it today, get it all together, and then hopefully have homemade pizza dough. Usually we just go to Winco and buy the little dough balls, but right. We're going to try this, and then we're going to, I know how stupid this sounds. We're going to throw on the, for Mel's thing, we find like on Spotify, they have a playlist that's like Italian restaurant music, right? You know, like the classic.
Go outside, nerd.
Like the classic.
Yeah,
like
the, go.
The Lady and the Tramp, you know, like a little guitar. And so we throw that on and we roll out all the doughs.
Usually, when you're saying we, is this going to be just you?
Oh, I'm 100% the only one that's going to be doing the
listening to the Italian music.
I've watched.
Do you put on an accent?
I do. You know what?
You will. You'll talk to yourself in an accent.
It's a real good question. It truly is a good question. And the answer is no, not really.
But I think you will now.
I think I probably will now, but it's going to be one of those like overplayed.
Throw us up the pizza.
Yeah. Hey, time to make your pizza.
When I worked at a pizza place, my boss would get very upset with me because when he was on the phone with the customer, I would yell in the background, "Hey, Amadio, make sure we have a plenty of a mozzarella."
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's a fun thing to do. By the way, it's a topic for another time. Why is it okay to do Italian accents? Why? Why is that?
Definitely a gray area.
No, I'm just saying, like, I can tell you right now, just throwing random one out there, just first one that comes. Hey, if we had, like, sushi night, not happening, not doing that one, but why are we okay with Italian accents?
Go ahead and give it a try.
I would rather not. So.
How would it sound?
It would sound like this. Hey, I'm going to make the sushi. I would
nailed it.
That's now, absolutely.
Now, what if you were doing Brazilian?
Brazilian, I'd be like, "Hey, it's at the Brazilian steakhouse."
I think we found it.
Yeah, the sweet spot.
So we'll have the Italian music on. I'm going to do. We'll have all our different, and then we go out and Mel's the sous chef for this. I'll be the doughboy. She'll be this. I know, right? And then she'll be the sous chef. So we'll be chopping up. You know, we'll do like little onions, bell peppers, mushrooms, probably some pineapple and some ham, Canadian bacon, whatever. Obviously, pepperoni, mozzarella. Oregano, you know, and so we make this little like thing, right? And then the kids come in and they all make their own pizzas. And then we have this line of pizzas, uncooked pizzas that are all good to go. And each kid's got their own. And then we just start, we throw it in the oven, takes about 8 minutes, bring it out. Hey, Mason, your pizza's ready.
Okay.
And then cut the pizza up. I even have, guys.
You have the big one?
Guys.
Hello.
I have the big pizza cutter. You know, people think that like, I could never do that. That's for rich people. And it's $12 on Amazon. It works great. I've had it for a year. It's so much better than the little
Rolly.
You've
used it twice.
I have used it twice. It's still very sharp.
Yeah.
So I go in and, you know, the music's playing. And then I'm like, hey, time to go to the pizza.
Who wants a pie?
Yeah, and then everybody gets their own pizza and we throw on a show or something. And the whole, this is in my mind. And the whole family gathers around. And we watch a funny comedy, maybe something. Everyone's eating their own pizza. And then, you know, I got my kids on either side of me. And at one point I'm taking a bite of pizza and like Mason taps me on the shoulder and I look at him and then Avery does the same thing and I go, what's up? And they go, Dad, we love you. This is so great. This is really special. Like that's in my mind what's going to happen. In reality, every kid will get their pizza, go to different corners of the house, have their phones out, be texting with their friends, get greasing up their phones. Hey, kids, come watch. We're going to put on a show. What show? Whatever. Come on. No, Dad, I got to do this thing.
Go study. I'm going to your room.
Right, exactly. And then Sunday, everybody leaves. This is how it always works. Everybody leaves. I'm the last one to leave because I like to clean the place when everybody's gone. I want it clean before I go back there, right? So I clean up, and inevitably, I'm going to find, like, a pepperoni on a dresser upstairs, a crust on a windowsill.
A slug.
Everyone's just going to do their own thing, and I'll just be sitting there in the house, like when Will Smith was alone in the living room, or Ted Danson in Cheers. Yeah, just the final episode, just looking around and going, oh, where's the time go?
Is the last time you made pizza the time you spilled it?
Yep.
That could be the other reality. It's like just beautifully prepared, all ready to go, and then
that was one of the that's the worst moment of the last 6 months of my life. I had the second worst moment. I know we got a break. I had the second worst moment the morning before last. So it's about 4:30 in the morning. The way it works is my wife, you know, I get up, my wife's sleeping. I generally shower the night before just because I don't want to wake anyone up, but I didn't. So I was doing a morning shower. Thank God, because I only had the little dim light on in the bathroom area where the shower is. And so I'm walking towards the shower. I've got my towel and everything. I have disrobed. Get a Hello. Mental. And then walk, walk, walk. Squoosh. What is that? I turn on the light. Just right in a large pile of puppy poop.
Gross.
Just squished right into the puppy crap. I just
and Mason's in his room going.
Right, exactly.
Happy
so
to you too.
Get right in the shower. First thing I do, I'm lifting up my foot, just spraying off the turd. I gotta like mush it down with my. It's 4:30 in the morning. I'm not in the mood. I haven't had I barely had coffee. I'm not in the mood. It's never a good idea to step barefoot.
I'm not walking over there before I get my coffee.
Thank you. It's been squished into a pile of dog turds. But hey, thus is life. All right, so. We will take a break. We'll lead it off. We got some teams that packed their bags also for Campeo Silva there. The Giants did win, but there's a cool little story behind that. And honestly, we'll talk about Pacers, Bucks, Knicks, Sixers. Just a big step for both organizations. Really, really big step for both organizations. So big you'd think they went to my good friends over at UpsizeMatters.com. Hey, yeah. Girth matters. That's what they say. Nope, I'm not going to do it. You know, one day maybe I will. Maybe I will wrap the Upsize just to tick everyone off. I'll just wrap the Upsize Matters spot. Look, my guy Dr. Jack Friedlander, I've known for years. You know, remember my NorCal laser lipo spots? Good dude. I've had a lot of really cool people over these, still to this day, that go see him and say, hey man. And that's not something you want to share with everyone. I mean, maybe you do, but you know, there's some people, it's a very personal thing. And he and his partner Dr. Pash in San Francisco, Dr. Jack of course in Roseville, have their thing going right now, UpsizeMatters.com. What is Upsize Matters? Yeah, it's what you think. Look, circumference, or as we like to call it, girth, is consistently ranked as the most important attribute in a poll done, no pun intended there, by people that, know things. It is a procedure that is semi-permanent. It is non-surgical. It is safe. It is effective. It is a, again, no pun intended, an in-and-out procedure, meaning you could get the procedure done on the same day as your initial consultation, which, by the way, is free. You got nothing to lose and everything to gain, you know what I'm saying? This is a doctor-performed procedure, and there's nothing I like doing than talking about girth at 6:17 in the morning. What better way to start your day? Change your life, whether you're insecure and you want to make up for it and fix that situation, or you just want to be on the all-girth team. And you know what? There's bonuses for that, I hear. I don't know. Check your contract. Check the CBA. Dr. Jack, Dr. Pash, UpsizeMatters.com, offices in Roseville and San Francisco. Check them out at UpsizeMatters.com. Get your girth on.
Let's do it. Leading off, the three top stories in the morning.
Huge news. This is very important.
Here's cut number one.
All right, leading off, brought to you by Things That Lead Off. What am I doing right now? Why am I not just playing the clip? Well, we just had a computer malfunction, and I'm vamping right now, Jason, while Chris furiously searches for the sound clip we want to play. Your thoughts on that, Jason?
He's ready now.
Is he ready now?
Now.
All right, Christopher Lodd, roll tape. And nope, he's not ready yet. We thought he was.
But I mean, now?
He is like Neo in the Matrix.
Oh, is he?
He's back there flailing around doing all this stuff. It's fun when the computers go down right
on time.
Right when you're on time. Yeah. So now, just so people understand what Chris is doing, he is creating these clips, cutting them from God knows where while in real time. While we're talking about it right now, he gets it from our service that we've been using.
Gotcha.
And he's got to do all this in real time. I can tell you in cut number one, the Pacers sent the Bucks packing. Here's what it sounded like from Chris Rouleau.
The Indiana Pacers tasting postseason success for the first time in 10 years as they are moving on to the semifinals.
Hey.
There they go.
That would have been a funny bit. He just plays crowd cheering. Like, that's what it sounded like. They were super happy. Yeah, the Pacers have sent the Bucks packing. The Bucks are off to Cancun, and I want to talk as much today, Jason, about the Bucks as I do the Pacers. You know, congratulations. Yeah. The Pacers win this series and win it in six. And this is one of the preseason title favorites in Milwaukee. Yeah. I want to give the Pacers all the credit in the world, despite the fact that goes against the Sabonis Halliburton narrative.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, it's a what could have been with Milwaukee.
Oh, did the Pacers win the trade?
Well, we're going to get to that in three for Madness.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, your thoughts on it?
Bless you. Second one? Nope. Just one. Wow.
I thought I had a second one.
Yeah.
That's why I was throwing it to you.
Yeah, exactly. Good for the Pacers to get the win because, you know, we found out obviously earlier in the day yesterday that Lillard would be back. We weren't sure about Giannis. He didn't play. But they needed to win yesterday. I don't think they wanted to mess with the game seven.
Nope.
And you're right. I think a lot of this is credit to the Pacers, but a lot of what we'll talk about today, too, is what's next for Milwaukee?
Yeah, there's a strange amount. This playoffs is getting really, really interesting.
Yes.
The theme to this whole thing. You've got, and we'll get to this next, but you got another team out in Philly with superstar. Maybe superstar.
Yeah.
Superstar and star, at least, at the very least. The Bucks are gone now. Phoenix is gone. LA is gone. The Golden State Warriors are gone. I mean, look, if Denver gets knocked out by, let's say, the Timberwolves, and somehow Cleveland or Orlando knocks out you want to talk about a total free-for-all now.
Yeah.
That's pretty much 98% of the All-Star team that's out and make way for the new blood here. So, yeah, there's a lot to talk about, including Doc Rivers' tenure.
Mm-hmm. What a run.
Twice.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, could that have gone... I mean, I guess it could have gone worse.
Not much, though.
Yeah. And yeah, look, it's not the Pacers' fault that Giannis and Dame were hurt.
Right.
So, screw that.
Get on them.
I tell you right now, if I was, if the Kings were playing whoever and XYZ PDQ was hurt, who is a great player, by the way, XYZ PDQ from Villanova, I would not feel bad about winning the series.
No.
You know?
Just move on, right?
Yes, exactly. From the 916, love you, Dave, but that would be entertaining. I don't know what they're speaking of. I'm trying to think of the reference to what would be entertaining.
Maybe your Italian accent?
Maybe. It's a great Italian accent, by the way. Is it now that I'm spending a little time in Europe, is that more like maybe
it's coming through.
That they're getting a little
you're
bit
influenced.
Of
it.
Yeah. Cut number two.
Cut number two.
Batum to toss it in. Floats it. Heel throws it up. It's off. Hart rebounds and it's over. This war of attrition is won by the Knicks. New York advances to the second round in back-to-back years.
Ah. So, like, Buddy Hield came alive yesterday for Philly.
He sure did.
They almost rode Buddy Hield to a win. And it makes you think, look, the Kings do need shooting, especially off the bench. I think this guy, Buddy Hield's a free agent. Should they kick the tires on him? I put that out there yesterday. The responses were not great towards me. Nah, I'm just kind of.
Was it warmly received?
It was coldly received. It was freezingly received. And, you know, tongue-in-cheek, I know that's not going to happen, but, well, I would imagine that's not going to happen. But old Budrick, off the bench, 21 minutes. He played like nothing in the series and hits 6 of 9 three-pointers. 20 points, a plus 12. Jason, a plus 12. For example, Joel Embiid was a minus 2. Tyrese Maxey, minus 4. Kelly Oubre Jr., by the way, was a plus 8. Also, I believe, a free agent. So that will start the annual... Hey, can the Kings grab Kelly Oubre Jr. conversation, not just in my household with certain spouses, but also a lot of other people.
Yeah, and for some reason, he's been on like 8 teams in the last 4 years. Like, that guy has bounced around.
You know what that usually means?
What?
Terrible, terrible with his socks.
Yes.
He leaves them all over the place, and nobody likes them.
Yep.
Buddy Hield, though, again, 20 points. Joel Embiid did all he could. 39 points, 13 boards, 13 of 13 from the line, 17 from Maxey and Oubre. In his final game, almost certainly, as a Philadelphia 76er, in 29 minutes, free agent to be Tobias Harris scored as many points as we did.
Yeah.
A big, fat
woof.
We like to call that the Klay Thompson.
Well, he got paid well. Good for him.
He got paid. There is actually a side-by-side with his contract and their the contracts, the final games for Philadelphia in the playoffs, and the output. Ben Simmons actually beat Tobias Harris. Had better and made a little bit less money.
Well, will Embiid throw him under the bus?
I mean, hey, it wouldn't be the first time.
Yes.
Cut number three, please.
Cut number three.
Cannot beat that. Popcorn, peanuts, a ball game, day game. Let's go.
Yaz to right center field and deep. On its way, and it is gone at Fenway Park. Mike Yastrzemski.
I was wrong. I guess you can beat that. How about your son hitting a homer? Yastrzemski at Fenway.
That just feels right.
Your son? I mean, if they're talking about Yaz, that's his grandson. I don't know.
Maybe they're talking about Yaz's
dad,
son,
yeah,
which is Mike's dad, and they might have been showing him.
Ah, and then that happened.
Know. Yeah, that's my guess.
Well, according to reports, the Giants were in Boston. They were at Fenway, and Mike Yastrzemski's grandfather, of course, all-time great Carl Yastrzemski, showed up and visited with his grandson, and younger Yaz went into it like, so he's always been the perfect grandpa when it comes to baseball. He doesn't call me to talk about hitting. He doesn't bring. I may have questions for him sometimes, and he'll answer them. If we have a baseball conversation, I initiate it. But it's always, how's your health? How are you feeling? How's the family? He just wants to talk about family. Well, apparently, older Yaz showed up, visited with Mike, and then Mike had said, I think he actually had the car running because he didn't even stay for the game. Just went left. Took off, and then grandson goes yard.
Yeah.
And the last time, a few years back, this is the second time, Mike Yastrzemski has played in Fenway Park, mm-hmm. also went yard. Yeah. So it's kind of a cool thing. We'll talk a little bit about that in Safe or Out. But the Giants do get a win. They're back at it, and they prepare for their weekend series starting today. Some good energy around this team. And my feeling is that in addition to the home run, the explanation for that good energy is they probably switched to electric, which is something that American Energy wants you to do full time to get rid of all of those just terrible PG&E and smud fluctuations. Nobody wants any part of that. Hey, Carmichael Dave wants to tell you, save some money. And, not only can you get yourself, from my friends at American Energy, a brand new HVAC system, but you can get paid to do it. What I mean by that is up to $9,000 in rebates. Smud and PG&E on a new ultra-high efficiency comfort system. That's a nice little chunk of cash in the pocket. Enough to get a couple of pizzas and then some. It's a pizza! American Energy is providing huge rebates from Smud, from PG&E, as well as spring specials. And all you got to do is have one of their many incredibly efficient AC options installed. They're available to you. Yeah, right now. Get rid of those fluctuating gas bills in the winter. Switch to year-round all-electric with American Energy. Let them perform a free in-home energy efficiency analysis just to see where they can help you save for all those warmer months we've got coming to us. They're the best. A-plus Better Business Bureau, been in business since 1981, serving the greater Sacramento area. Learn more by calling 916-520-9990. That is 916-520-9990 or AmericanEnergyAir.com. American Energy. Making the uncomfortable comfortable. When we get back, Pacers beat the Bucks. We got a little audio. And where do the Bucks go from here? We'll talk about it next.
Michael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
Call or text at 916-339-1140.
On Sacktown Sports.
Hey, welcome back. Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Me?
Yeah, welcome back, Jason.
Hey, thanks.
Good to be Bring the roar. Rawr. Bring the roar?
Yeah, I brought it.
It's right. Already been brought in.
Yeah.
I think spring the roar would be a better
spring line. The roar, yeah. Bring the roar. They've really kind
of They're bringing a lot of things.
There's a lot of roar through the years.
Yeah.
Feel the roar.
Mm-hmm.
Be the roar. Ooh, that's a good one. Be the roar.
And how about just roar?
Roar.
How about roar the roar?
Roar the roar?
Roar, roar, roar your boat.
Really? That got him? We can hear Chris laughing through the window.
Come on, I hate
the
that
things.
One.
I mean, I was fine with it. It was funny. That got the fact that that got Chris. It must be a Friday.
It must be.
Friday Fun and Games coming up.
Oh, shoot.
Uh-oh. Hey, which one are we doing today?
Yep, that one.
Oh, man.
I know you like that one.
I do love that one. Pacers beat the Bucks. And it's one of those, where do they go from here? But let's figure out how they got there first in the first place.
Halliburton looking for some daylight, guarded by Portis. Halliburton, the handle, the shot. They're going to count it.
Hey, how about more Tyrese Halliburton highlights in Sacramento?
Halliburton with three to shoot. Doing his dance. Steps back around Middleton, the leader. Missed it. Halliburton cleans up his own mess.
Yeah, okay, we get it. Can we get a? How about somebody different on Indy?
Lopez gets it back. Splits two, leans up. Missed it. Halliburton looking to push. Up top, it's Toppin.
There you go. Pacers beat the Bucks, Jason. Doc's tenure so far has been a pretty much, I wouldn't say an unmitigated disaster, but a disaster. And the injuries aren't his fault, but okay, they weren't great when they were healthy. They weren't performing where they should when they were healthy. Well, what is should? Well, I think should is you add Dame Lillard, you should probably do better. And by the way, as good as they were, they had the best record in the East when they fired Adrian Griffin. And they bring in Doc Rivers, and it seems like there's been stops and starts from day one, and they end up losing their seeding eventually. And now they're out the first. They are a first round out.
Yeah, they're a weird collection in the sense that, I mean, they do have a championship.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels like when you've had Giannis, who's been in the conversation for MVP probably the better part of 5 years.
Yeah.
5 to 6 years.
Yes.
They've had now multiple first-round exits. They do have one other conference final appearance.
Yeah.
But it feels like a letdown, right? I mean, there is a title there, so I don't want to belittle that. Anytime you win a championship, that's fantastic.
Yes.
But it feels like they should have more. Just more success.
When you have a superstar on the tail end but still in his prime in Damian Lillard, and that's what you added, when you have...
you kept the core of everything else that's won a title.
Perennial MVP candidate Giannis Antetokounmpo, arguably the best player in the game, certainly top three. Chris Middleton, perennial defensive player of the year candidate, Brooke Lopez, who can hit threes. Like, literally the perfect, yeah. If you're going to put a guy next to Sabonis, that's the guy. And then, again, Chris Middleton, who's a tremendous three. And then your bench, you have six-man of the year candidate, Bobby Portis, guys like Jay Crowder, yeah. Guys like Pat Connaughton, who always kill us, Malik Beasley.
And again, that Portis-Connaughton group, yes. Have been, they were in the title run.
Absolutely.
So, like, they've played the games together.
On paper, I think this is a top three, top four team,
yes.
At worst.
Every
in the
year.
NBA, every single year.
And it feels like there should, again, they do have a title. I don't want to dismiss that.
Yeah.
But it feels like maybe, oh, man, they have a title, but they lost twice in the finals. And nearly could have gotten. They have the one. That's
yes.
Kind of it.
It's kind of the Tiger Woods effect, but not as much. Where Tiger Woods has a crazy awesome career,
mm-hmm.
But you still find yourself. Tiger Woods is also one of the biggest what ifs in sports. Mm-hmm. Well, with Milwaukee, they got a title.
Yeah,
they should have more.
Right.
They should be at minimum Eastern Conference Finals every single year.
Right.
If not Finals overall. Congratulations to Indiana. We'll get to them a little bit more later on, but they advance. One of the subplots, Jason, from this, you know, a guy that
multiple.
I've always had a bit of respect for him. Like one of those, I hate him if we're playing him, but I'd love him on this team. is Pat Beverly. Mm. And by the way, I also think his podcast, like a lot of these podcasts now that are showing up that are player run, same thing with Draymond Green. I don't have to like the player to appreciate their podcast. I actually think it's pretty entertaining. This wasn't even the worst thing he did last night. But he's, after the loss, he's at his locker.
He had about three things last night, I think.
I counted two. Was there? Okay. He's at his locker taking questions, and a reporter to his right, let's just say, experiences something I've never heard of before.
Here. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Yeah. Before I finish.
Yeah. You subscribe to my pod?
Do I subscribe to you? I do not.
You can't interview me then. Okay. No disrespect.
Well, Jamal is here.
You subscribe? Okay, cool. Yeah. That's cool.
Okay, so he's sitting down at his locker just to set the scene since you can't see it. The lady that you heard him speaking to is to his right. You can see her in the camera. He just told her, looked at her and said, do you subscribe to my podcast? No, then you can't interview me. And so she, I thought, handled it very well as you could. Yeah. And so she is not asking any questions. She's just kind of holding her mic like everybody else near Pat to get his answers, and we're back at it.
Again, there were a couple times within a bucket or two. In previous games, y'all have been able to kind of get over that hump or maybe...
Okay, so he just pushed her lightly. I don't want to tell tales.
Yeah.
Kind of lightly pushed her mic away. Can you get this mic out of my face, please? I assure you the mic was not in his face. It's to his side.
Get over that hump or maybe.
Get my face,
was it anything they did in particular, or was it just one of those where the bucket didn't go down, there wasn't the stop, they made one? What kind of prevented that you all from being able to get over? Kind of like you have in the past.
You move that mic, please, or just get out the circle, please, for me, please, ma'am. If you're not subscribed to my pod, I appreciate that. Thank you.
That's literally the second. I mean, that's gross. I don't care if it's a female or male reporter. It's right. Gross. It's a little grosser because it's a female reporter, because there's a little misogyny underneath that. But he does that to a male reporter. It's gross. You don't subscribe to my podcast, so you can't interview me? Are you serious? That's where we're at now?
That's where he's at.
That's where he's at?
Yeah.
He can plug his podcast all he wants. Yeah. I think it's great. Right. Encourage people to give high fives to the people that, you know, ask everyone when they start asking you questions. Hey, you subscribe to my podcast? If they say yes, high five. If they say no, oh, man, come on, get with it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. That's playful. That's fun. You're literally calling this person out. We're already, and this is the thing, and he's not an idiot. Women in the locker room already have a tough enough time. They are perceptually out of place with the old school media and players. They already have to be three times as good as their counterparts or they get called out. He has to be aware of all of that. But then on top of that, again, throw the gender out of the situation. He's stopping her from doing her job in a sense.
Right.
Multiple times. It's gross. And again, not the grossest thing he did all night. We'll get to that at 7:30. But if there was a title of the show today, at least in my opinion, I'll speak for myself, it would be this. And I often don't like, I'm not a big get personal guy. Like there's basketball and all that. And I don't like that guy. Like, Pat Beverly's garbage, straight garbage, like garbage. I lost all respect I had for Pat Beverly. It sucks too, because I like the way he plays 98% of the time. But that is garbage. And again, he did garbage year stuff. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll switch to baseball real quick. Safe or out? Papa Yaz visited. Got a question about the A's in Vegas. I'll leave question one to the mystery. We'll be right back after this.
It's the River Cats Report. What's going on with the Giants' AAA squad? The River Cats Report.
Hey, Dave.
Hey.
It's time for the River Cats Report.
Meow.
You know, you need to go to a River Cats game for many reasons. Also because our guy, Alan Stiles,
you're
living his
right.
best life out there, eating chili cheese dogs. You could do that with him. You could watch him out at the park. He's looking for the future stars of the Giants. and wondering where they are and why they're not up at the big club, but they're there at the Rivercats. You can check them out there. And this weekend only, it's a special weekend out at the park. Celebrate Cinco de Mayo this Sunday, Rivercats game. Purchase the Cinco de Mayo Fiesta Ticket Pack to enjoy all-you-can-eat brunch featuring Cinco de Mayo-themed eats. See, that's right in your... Yeah, see, intrigued. Intrigued, I say.
All-you-can-eat brunch?
Yes.
What?
Well...
Hold on.
Ticket Pack also includes the game ticket, right? You get to see the game. But let's go back to the headliner. All-you-can-eat brunch.
What?
Featuring Cinco de Mayo-themed eats.
Hey, get me my all-you-can-eat a brunch.
And you're going to find people like there.
Right.
Just like that, with that accent there.
Love it.
Sunday day game is also the perfect time to enjoy a margarita, ice-cold Modelo Chelada, or a Pacifico.
You know, not a huge drinker, but do love me Cheladas.
Yeah?
Oh, I did a thing there. Me Cheladas. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Hey, I don't drink much, but if I do, I'm probably having a Modelo Chelada.
Yeah, at a Rivercats game.
At a Rivercats game.
Cinco de Mayo.
With Alan Stiles.
Yes.
Eating a couple of chili wieners. 100%. Watching some baseball.
You want to do the same? Visit Rivercats.com. Get your tickets for this weekend. They're at home. Go check it out.
Good out. Real.
Safe or out? It's time to go around baseball. Three pitches, three swings. It's safe or out on the Carmichael Dave Show with Jason Ross.
All right, so before the Rivercats report, Jason and I were talking, as we often do, about music. So you brought up, you were singing a CNC Music Factory song.
Yes.
And everybody knows, though, you were singing, everybody dance now. Bam, 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 bam. And then I said, I don't always remember, but I know they had a second pretty big hit, and then you had brought up
things that make you go.
Then you said they had
thought there was a third one.
Well, I'm on Spotify right now, and their top five gonna make you sweat by far. Number one, number two, Robbie Robb's Boricua Anthem.
No,
okay, things that make you go home at number three, number four, Do You Want to Get Funky?
No, I don't think so.
And then number five. Just a Touch of Love.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Uh-huh.
One, here. Okay, do
one, two, three, hit it.
Do I know this?
Just a touch of love, just
Me.
A touch of love.
Fast forward here.
Oh, yeah, I know this. Wait for the hook. Got it.
I don't...
Still wait for the hook.
Okay. All right. I don't have it yet.
He said wait for the hook.
Sorry. Sorry. Oh. You're so right. I totally know this song. Wow. That's great.
I know my CNC.
You're right. I did not recognize anything until the hook.
But I wouldn't have been able to, once you said I was like, wow, the second song, I went, no, I've never heard of that. The fourth one, I didn't
know.
That's
great.
And the fifth, I'm like, yeah, it is.
CNC Music Factory had a big hold on, 90s.
Oh, totally.
Montage parts in movies.
Chris, it's a factory.
Well, it is a factory.
CNC one-stop shop.
Yeah.
Hey, CNC Music Factory, I always think of the Arsenio Hall show. I used to watch every single night. I think it's CNC. The Dog Pound. Also, this came on randomly a couple days ago. Speaking of sort of obscure now 90s hits, shout out to Terrence Trent D'Arby, Sign Your Name.
Oh, I thought you were going to go Wishing Well.
Wishing Well's great, too. Don't get me wrong. That was his other hit. That's such a great song. Yeah. And it stands up over time.
Is he okay?
Oh, God.
I don't know. I don't know where Terrence Trent or D'Arby is.
It always makes me think of Walking the Streets of England. Oh, Terrence Trent D'Arby is he? He is still with us. Jason Ross, how old is Terrence Trent D'Arby?
TTD?
Yeah, TTD.
I like to refer to...
his actual name is Sananda Francesco Maitreya.
Oh, bigger star.
Do you think how old? Early celebrity birthday.
Terrence Trent D'Arby, better known as Sananda, is... I'm going to go with the 6'4".
64.
Yeah.
Chris?
I have no idea who this person is, so okay. I'll say 68.
Okay, he is 62. You're really close. Former Florida Gold Gloves lightweight champion out of Orlando. Never knew this.
In this corner.
Wow.
Wishing well.
Wishing well. Sign your name, Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Is that the only two for him?
I think so. Okay. I don't think there's others. Chris Verlade, as I look
just
that up.
To put off question one.
Totally trying. I know you are.
It's not even a question.
Safer out. No, it's not.
It's mean.
It's a statement. Go ahead.
Safer out. Aaron Judge sucks.
Out!
Safe. So safe, bro. The safest.
Keep picking him.
Yeah, no. You know what? You said Aaron Judge. You mispronounced it, even though it's written as aspirin, but I didn't mean to do that.
Arson?
Arson Judge.
I didn't know if you were going for that.
I wasn't, honestly. You know who he is? He's Aaron Arias. Is his new name now. He is this year's Luis Arias. Aaron Judge, I get you. Not only did you break my season-high streak, I gave you a second chance because you were from Sacramento. Nothing. I gave you a third chance because you were born in Sacramento, and I said it yesterday. I said, Aaron, if you let me down three games in a row, you're out of here. Aaron Judge is off the docket for me until 2025. Cannot pick him the rest of the year unless there's one caveat here. If Aaron Judge calls the show and apologizes, okay. I'll give him a fourth shot.
Should I give him the studio number or
he's got it
or your own cell?
No, he either one's fine. He's got both.
Okay. Would it be better if he apologized on air or directly to you?
About the call in on the air and apologize directly. Oh, you mean like in person?
Yeah, or he might just call.
Yeah, he'd just call in. 1-800-920-1140. Mm-hmm. And just look, guys, I am really sorry. And Dave, especially, I know you had a lot of faith in me.
And if he called and said, Dave, I'm sorry I let you down.
Yeah.
I know you have a lot of faith in me as fellow Sacramentans. But if you would give me this one more try,
yeah,
I will get a hit for you too.
You know what I would tell him? Like the sick kid where he says, hit one for me.
I'm going to do this for you, little fella.
Yeah. Hey, Judge, get a hit for me, buddy.
Yeah.
Win one for the. Well, there's nothing rhymes with Gipper that has to do with me. But anyways, you know what? If he did that, I'll make this commitment right now in front of you and God. I would pick Aaron Judge every day until he got me a hit. If he took the time to do that,
okay.
What a great promo that would be, too.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, but save. Aaron Judge sucks. Number two, please.
A visit from Papa Yaz was followed by a home run from grandson Mike Yastrzemski. Safer out, these are the coolest things about baseball.
Not that they don't apply to other sports, of course, and safe, but I've always thought this. Look, baseball and I are fighting. We're fighting. We've been fighting. We're on the outs right now, but that doesn't change my mind. Baseball is the most romantic sport, I believe.
But you know when you have a fight and you're like, this isn't going to be saved. Can it be saved?
It can be. Okay. I think it will be, but we're both right.
You need time.
We're both actually getting counseling separately for our own issues because you can't work on your issues as a couple before you work on your own issues.
But you're not back together yet.
We're not back together. Eventually, we will get counseling together, couples counseling.
Is it more of a you thing or a
lot of it? Well, it's a me thing, but they've got me to this point. I've been in love with them.
So they understand all your, you know,
not yet. They think, no, we've got to do this. And they think they belong to the world. And I said, no, you belong to my heart. I've always said I'm married to you. Baseball and basketball is my girlfriend on the side. Well, not anymore.
I have a feeling when the if there is, you know,
the
reconciliation. I don't know. I think it's like when you open that door for that first meeting with baseball again, and it's your boy Will. He's like, come on in, buddy. Here's that beer. I promise you.
I hope Will's the counselor.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, yeah. You just the music just, plays. Trent D'Arby.
Yes, I would fall into his arms.
Yeah.
Not even Terrence. You know what? You know what it would be? It would be John Fogerty center field.
It would be.
While I'm hugging Will, and then we're on one of them. You can't see it because it only shows us from the knee up. But as they're filming, like, I'm hugging Will Clark. And, like, my head's on his chest. And we're on, like, a very slowly rotating podium.
Yeah.
While center field's playing and just.
But then in a cruel twist, you're just about to hug Will Clark, and he takes off his mask, and it's Aaron Judge!
No! Oh, not Rise! Well, or all Rise, meow. Number three, please.
What happened
with that question?
If the A's were to leave as expected for Vegas in 3 to 4 years, will it feel at all like losing a team to relocation?
I was thinking about this last night, just kind of on my own. I was like, self, you know, takes a year, maybe two, for the novelty to wear off. And the A's are, you know, hey, they're here and they're part of the community. You have, like, kids going and you know, there's going to be some six-year-old kid that's going to be 9, 10 years old. It's like, this is the only team I've ever known.
Yeah.
And then when they let's say they do leave for Vegas, which is far from a guarantee. Do you think, of course, it's not going to feel like the Kings, and we kind of know this going in, but I was just honestly wondering if there will be some thoughts out there that mirror a little bit of the potential relocation, where it's like, aw,
yeah,
I miss you.
I wonder, so right now, as of today, if everything is as quote-unquote scheduled, they are playing here next year. They're allegedly, in 3 to 4 years, as the question suggests, going to Vegas. But as they open next, do you think there's a chance, Dave, that we know when they open next year, the first day they're playing here, that Vegas will be solidified? Because I don't think it will.
I don't think, oh, God, no.
So my point is, maybe in a year after that, maybe I would think within a year of them being here, they would probably need to be closer to have that solidified.
Yes.
So then if it's not, though, now you're a year in, two in, and then I think it would be, oh, they've now agreed to a deal. If it's pushed it further away, or if it's like, hey, you're 2 years into it here, maybe they're never, like, then I feel like it does become the community's
team. I think it's 100% a coin flip right now. I truly do. I think it's 50-50. Some people would actually say I'm being too kind to Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
They have so many problems.
Right.
Now, I don't know if that means, even if Vegas falls through, that doesn't mean they'd stay in SAC.
Right, that's true.
But possession is 9/10 of the law. I've heard that. Yeah. Finders
keepers. The other 10th.
That's finders keepers. That's 1/10 of the law. Either way, favor Sacramento. We'll take a break when we come back. The Knicks defeat the Sixers. Speaking of judges, how do you even judge this season for Philadelphia as well? And change, are they coming? We'll get to that in the upstairs.